Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I was just reading an article before I came about a new deadly virus that the CDC is warning against. Anything that comes out of the CDC's mouth is entirely suspect. Of course, I don't know if you know this, but the CDC, I don't know if this is relevant or not, but it's a military wing of the government. If you ever see a CDC press conference, they're usually in military attire. Well, we've seen a number of these different scares over the years. It was the pig flu, the bird flu, the Bigfoot flu, the Chupacabra flu. What's next? The Jew flu? I don't know. Bad joke. Health officials are warning of a new virus that has sickened at least 14 people worldwide, killing 8 of them. Oh, no. Well, if you're one of those 14 people, 14 people's family members, then I guess it's entirely relevant. But come on, 14 people? This is the new deadly virus scare? They're really desperate to fearmonger these days. Anyways, there are no known American cases of the coronavirus. Is that like the beer? The corona beer virus? No. Another bad joke. I'm on a roll tonight. Jeez, we're going to have Bob Tuscan's lame joke emporium by the end of the night. Anyways, the coronavirus, known as HCOV-EMC, but of course the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is urging doctors with patients who have an unexplained respiratory illness after traveling to the Arabian Peninsula or neighboring countries to report the case of the coronavirus to the CDC or possible coronavirus. Doctors should also report patients with known diseases who don't respond to appropriate treatment, the agency said in its morbidity and mortality weekly report. They say that the novel virus, which is associated with severe respiratory illness, with renal failure, was first recognized last September and caused alarm because, check this out, it is genetically and clinically similar to the SARS virus, which caused hundreds of deaths worldwide. Oh, no. The two most recent cases, both reported from Saudi Arabia, ended in death, bringing the total number of fatalities associated with the virus to 8, including 5 in Saudi Arabia, 2 in Jordan, and 1 in the UK. The first patient identified in the cluster was a 60-year-old man. You get the point. A bunch of fear-mongering from the lamestream media and the CDC, of course. We've been talking about AIDS quite a bit. It's the same sort of thing. Did you know that AIDS is basically a dying illness? Yeah, that's right. For the most part, it's dying. And they've had to attribute AIDS to, well, mostly deaths in Africa these days that are really a matter of malnutrition, water that's not clean, malaria, and other problems associated with, well, you guessed it, vaccines. That's what AIDS is. Many of these vaccines cause HIV diagnosis. And, they cause all sorts of other side effects on top of the phony HIV test. It's really important that you understand what the HIV test is. And I'll give you a hint. It doesn't actually test for HIV. In Africa, they have something known as the Bangui definition of AIDS, which is a series of symptoms that one might meet. And if they're coughing, if they're losing weight, if they have diarrhea, pardon my...
Financial uncertainty circling...
Where was the bumper?
Job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition. Many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7000. 7898 before this happens and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Producer, are we live? I could not hear my bumper. Oh, geez. All right. Well, thank you very much. Welcome back once again. You're listening to the Bob Tuscan Show. And tonight's guest, without further ado, that we're going to bring on for his first appearance to the show is Tony Kudos. Tony hosts a show called Beyond 2012, which just by his title alone, I really like it. It's quite catchy, because with all this hype that we saw last year about 2012 being the end of the world, I often asked, well, what's beyond 2012? Well, what's actually going on with this paradigm shift, or however you look at it? You know, it's clear that there's more to it than what many of the fearmongers were predicting, that many of the New Agers. There's a lot going on in the year 2013 and beyond, beyond 2012. Tony Kudos, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Why don't you give yourself a better introduction than I could give?
Oh, hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on the show. This is the first time, as you say. Well, where do I start? My journey started, well, really, if I go right back, right at the beginning of my life, but most importantly, over the last 25 years, I've worked with the Maya. I've also been a student of the Pythagorean Mystery School. I'm talking about the ancient version, not the modern version. And inevitably, it took me down a path where I've now currently working with Truth Frequency Radio, as you say, have my own show, my own website, beyond2012radio.com. And we're building, we're developing. And of course, you mentioned 2012. 2012 was a huge disappointment for a lot of people, and I would include myself in that number.
Not for me.
Well, it was for me.
What were you expecting? Did you think that Nibiru was going to come and the reptilians were going to show themselves?
No. What I was more involved in was actually not what Follywood was hyping up, but what the Mayans themselves were saying. And anybody who knows about the crystal skulls will know that the 13 crystal skulls were supposed to be brought together, and this was going to be quite a revelation. But it went off like a damp firework, and as we all know, we're still here, and the world still seems to be getting crazier and crazier every single day. Most every morning I reset and establish a whole new level of craziness within the world. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we're going to touch on. But, yeah, the world is changing. I wouldn't say it's changing for the better for any of us, but it's certainly changing. There are so many pieces to this jigsaw puzzle. And I spend a lot of time myself and my researchers. We look at what's going on and doing our darndest to try and piece it all together and begin to form a complete picture. But these certainly are the most interesting times I've ever lived in.
Haven't, through the ages, people always said that about the times in which they've lived?
Possibly. I think probably more so these days. We have the internet. We have so many sources of information now, and information travels so rapidly around the planet. We're probably more intensely aware of what's going on than we ever have been before, and I think that's a contributory factor to it. You know, if you looked at the news, you'd believe there was a shooting down the end of your street most every other day. It's purely because of the amount of information that comes in, and that information feels very local to people. So if you get where I'm going with that, it's just people feel more involved in the news now than ever before. I mean, back in the dark ages, the only way you ever knew what was going on inside the world beyond your village was when some traveler came to call and gave you their version of what was going on. But these days, it's virtually instantaneous.
All right. Well, Traveler Tony, what's your vision as to what's going on? We've been talking for many years about the coming World War III, or perhaps we're already in what is going to be known as World War III.
Well, it's arguable that probably we're as close now to a world war as we have been at any other given time. Of course, the dangers these days is if there is another war, it won't be anything like World War II, because there is always the hidden threat of nuclear weapons. And there's a lot of saber rattling going on right now, and these are countries with the capability. Russia's very, very upset with us because we have set up anti-missile locations, the ability to shoot down Russian and Chinese weapons should the need arise. And, of course, we now have effectively two presidents running Russia, one in the position now of having been president and is now prime minister. And, of course, Putin served two terms as a president beforehand, and he's known to be a tough player. He plays hardball, and that's primarily the reason why he was brought back in. But things are heating up. As we know, North Korea is threatening that if the UN doesn't lift sanctions against them, that there's a potential that if they are further threatened, that they will attack South Korea. And it's all getting, there's a lot of itchy trigger fingers out there right now. And I think that's something that we all need to be aware of and to see the dangers therein.
How much of that's propaganda?
I don't know. You have to remember that any country that is at war, as we are, will obviously issue propaganda. But the fact remains that we have nuclear weapons, China has nuclear weapons, and Russia has nuclear weapons, not including possibly Iran.
You forgot to mention a country that's very important.
Well, Great Britain.
Nope. Nobody cares about Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
The State of Israel. And, yes, of course, I'm joking because Tony's a Brit, but anyways. State of Israel, we seem to forget, is probably the most dangerous of suspects with a nuclear weapon.
Well, as we all know, both China and Russia have a heavy interest in Iran, and indeed Russia signed a treaty with Iran very recently and subsequently moved a couple of its heavy naval vessels into a port in Iran. And they've made it very clear that if anybody makes a move on Iran, that they will be poking a stick at the big sleeping bear. And
well, why haven't they done it already? Because there have been operations against Iran.
Yes, there have. And there was also reports, but unsubstantiated, that there was a major explosion at one of their uranium enrichment plants in Iran.
Well, I think the Mossad openly acknowledged their role in that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's, if it was perpetrated by Israel or any other country, then it was very much kept undercover, you know, and was an unfortunate accident.
No, they openly said, Tony, that they were responsible. They openly claimed responsibility for the assassination of the nuclear scientist as well.
Right. Well, then, you know, in any other context, that would be classed as an act of war.
You would think so. And just the sanctions alone are certainly an act of war.
Right. So,
I mean, sanctions in North Korea, sanctions in Iran. We saw the same sanctions before the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, of course.
Right. Well, you know, history has a way of repeating itself. And we seem to be seeing that trend. You know, prior to World War II, there was, you know, a decline. And then, you know, God forbid that the whole economy of the planet collapse. There's a lot of things pointing towards things getting a lot worse than they are right now. And hey, you know, we're still here. Today's a good day. The sun came up and we saw it go down. It's a great day. But, you know, beyond that.
And we have jobs, Tony. Jobs.
Yeah, that's becoming a rare commodity these days.
What a phony story that was, just to digress for a moment. They said, oh, the unemployment rate is down to 7.7%. What they don't tell you is that many people are no longer filing for unemployment. Therefore, they're not considered to be unemployed. But that has no real bearing as to whether or not they're actually working. Right. I mean, the unemployment numbers, if you ask me, are closer to what? 15, 20%?
I would say probably the national average is in excess of 20%.
Yeah, I would agree.
I, speaking just for myself, I do not know anyone at all who is better off today than they were 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't either. Thank you, Barry Sotero and the Federal Reserve. I hate to use Barry Sotero as a punching bag, because he is certainly a puppet. Tony, when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on geopolitics and the coming World War III on the horizon. Let's hope not. We'll do all we can to prevent such a atrocious event, and we'll continue to do so with our guest tonight, Tony Kudos, on the other side of this quick break. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by.
Warning. For all Gulf Coast disaster survivors, be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Show. We're talking with Tony Kudos, and we were discussing the potential for a coming war. And I don't know who is the New World Order. Is it a syndicate including Russia and China, or are there two sanctions? Not sanctions. What's the word I was looking for? Are there two different sides that are at ends with each other? That are not necessarily on the same page for total global domination. Tony, what do you think? Does it seem to you that there are two different cults, two different societies at ends with each other?
This is my personal view, and it's born of a lot of reading and a lot of inputs. But it is my opinion that neither Russia nor China are willing to give up their sovereignty and buy into the New World Order. And that is where the point of stress is, because they're not going to comply. They don't want to give up their sovereignty, and they don't appreciate being threatened. And I think that is where the fuse could start burning. Well, there have already been threats of preemptive strikes against America. And, yeah, I think they feel that they have more to lose by joining a new world order than they would possibly have to gain. And they certainly have the military force to be able to back that up if it came to it. What say you?
Well, I think that it's unclear as to what agendas are being fulfilled. And we look at China, for instance, who has prison camps where they're actively sending people that are dissidents, that are fallen Dafa practitioners, to basically slave for their beast and have their organs sold on the black market. We see that in China. Their internet is completely censored and monitored. And we see in China this, what in my mind is where we're headed. And it's very interesting that, you know, in some regards, there are similarities with these, these totalitarian police states. And in other regards, they seem to be at ends. So I don't know that I've wrapped my head around that enigma that is the East versus West. In George Orwell's 1984, they talk about the never-ending war with Eurasia. And I wonder sometimes how much of that is controlled opposition, how much of this is done by design. And I do see China as the big picture in that dialectic of us versus them. And I wonder if it's contrived or if it is genuine.
Well, if I may, I'd like to take it in a slightly different direction. I don't know if any of you saw this report, but apparently Apple were having a lot of manufacturing of their computers done over in China. And they decided that they were going to cease production in China and bring it back to this country. Well, they have had to put catch nets around tall buildings because a lot of the employees have been throwing themselves off of tall buildings. There is a codependency between China and the Western world from the point of view of their rapid economic growth, which has the potential of becoming a bubble that could collapse around them. And so it's a balancing act for them that they're trying to hold their position and hold strong, but without jeopardizing their economic growth. That's a bit of a challenge. What say you?
Yeah, I think that China is definitely reaching that point where they're going to start having the growing pains that, you know, essentially we're witnessing here in some regards. So it's very interesting. And, you know, Tony, I hear about the debt being a major factor here when it comes to China. You know, I'm sure you've heard this as well. China owns much of our debt. And I've always thought that was kind of odd because, well, as you know, our debt is our entire system. That's what fractional reserve banking is all about. It's debt oriented. And I see China as a huge population with very little resources, and based on that alone, they're going to have some problems in which you would wonder if they're going to have to go after other resource bases, a lot like we have done. Many speculate in going to places like Iran. We know that China has, or did I say Iran? Maybe that was a Freudian slip. Jeez. In places like Iraq, with China, of course, with the United States, of course, going after the oil, some speculate. But that aside, we have seen China do a similar thing, similar posturing in going into Darfur, going after the oil pipelines there, and trying to seize control of those resource bases in Africa. So it's very interesting stuff. Tony, we'll come back to a longer segment in just a moment and take some phone calls as well. Stand by. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
If you would like to join our discussion tonight, please feel free to do so. Get out your crayons, write this phone number down. It's 800-313-9443. But before we get to the phone lines, Tony, where would you like to pick it up?
Well, as I say, I like to do a lot of research. I have people do research for me. What I'd say to people is, you know, try and take a broad view of what's going on out there in the world right now. We are all being affected by it in some way, shape, or form. And try and put together your own jigsaw, your own picture. I think it's important. I think it's going to become increasingly important for people to have that overview. Just be aware, you know, put your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world and see the different direction that things are going. I think there's a high probability that there's going to be an economic collapse. There are lots of things that can change our way of life literally overnight. So, you know, we preach having an air of preparedness. I think that's important. I think having some reserves is a good idea. And having a plan, be it a plan for bad weather or a plan for an economic collapse. Those that have got a plan have got the edge on those who haven't.
We talk a lot about that on this show as well, Tony. It's of imperative importance to get prepared. I mean, at the end of the day, we can sit here and speculate as to what's going to happen, if it's going to be an EMP, it's going to be a war, it's going to be an economic collapse. And it seems clear to me that regardless of what it is or when it is, we better get prepared, we better get ready, and we better start getting our homes in order, so to speak. So I'm in complete agreement with you on that one, and we're on the same page. Let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Richard in Washington.
Hey, good evening, great show. It's my opinion, however, that the powers that shouldn't be have perfected the divide and conquer program ever since at least 1500s or before. And they've been in complete control since that time, if not before, like I said. And, you know, if you follow the money trail, it starts with the Putins in Roman times. That was the name, and they were the people that were financing everything. And then you go into the Bowers, who became the Rothschilds, and they financed everything in the startup industries in America and England, the Morgans, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies. You know, they were all at the forefront of giving them the money to do what they needed to do to take to monopolize whatever aspect of the industry they were in. So we've been in this one world system for quite a while. I don't think it's coming. It's already here, and it's well implemented and well devised.
Well, I'll go with you on that one, Richard. Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I want to pick up on what Richard said about divide and conquer, and you're absolutely right. There are racial separations. There are religious separations. I don't like you because you're a lower income bracket than me. I don't like you because you're a higher income bracket than me. I don't like the color of your eyes, the color of your skin, the color of the hair, the way you walk, the way you dress. Anything that divides people. And I've always said this. Don't focus on the differences. Focus on the commonalities that we share. Look, none of us want war. None of us want our lives disrupted. We all want to be able to plan out our lives, maybe get married, buy a house, have some children, watch them grow up, have a job, enjoy a bit of growth and a bit of recognition for what we do. And that's the same around the world. All the common people want to be able to do is have a life. And yeah, you're right. And they are in control. And through, I realize more and more just how powerful television is. It literally tells people how to think and what is acceptable and what isn't. If you step back.
That's why they call it programming.
Well, absolutely. I mean, take a step back and with a discerning eye, look at the crap that you're being fed and break it down, see through it, and do something about it.
Right on. Thanks for the call, Richard. I appreciate it. And let's go back to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. If you would like to weigh in, please write that number down. 800-313-9443. Fred is on the line. What's up, Fred?
Hi there, gentlemen. Is that Tony that's talking there?
Yes. Well, this is Bob, but Tony's our guest tonight. Yes.
Okay. Well, both of you. But Tony, I have to agree with you 100%. I'm disabled, and to get away from my pain and avoid the narcotic for it, I read. When the towers dropped in 2001, I started reading history, and it eventually took me to oil and finally currencies, and I've been on currencies ever since. But I do, it's not fun to discuss all the time and read all the time, but it can empower you. And for those out there that are on that learning curve, and especially those that are, you know, listening to this network, which, by the way, is quite a network, it can empower you, and this stuff has been going on for cycles for thousands of years, and I've changed my finances accordingly and been stocking up in food and doing what I need to do to prepare it, and that's called being empowered, and instead of, you know, retreating, but I find a lot of people are in denial, and but it's changing. Can you comment on that, please?
Yeah. Would you like me to pick that up, Bob?
Sure, please do.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. The moment you just have to lift one little corner of this and you suddenly start to see something behind it. I always say it's like lifting the curtain and seeing who's behind it all, pulling the strings and the levers and making it all happen. Once you start to see that, it's like an explosion of information.
And it's absolutely, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're absolutely right. You know, I woke up when I got drafted in 68 and I found myself as an infantryman on the Cambodian border. And I started asking, you know, why are these people fighting so hard? And you know, we've been in these wars, these discretionary wars ever since. And, you know, I walked away from there, and that's where my journey started. Then I got disabled and it went from there. But, you're right. We have more in common as a people around the globe. And what's so beautiful about this station and having you gentlemen talk is that you're being heard all around the world. Like, I'm listening to you on Wi-Fi. And that's the beauty of this thing, is that it's bringing different people from different parts of the world to understand how everybody feels. And, you know, the next wars will start where the global bankers want to have it done, you know. So that's where I see it. And but be empowered by it. Don't get freaked out by it and scared by it. But just, you know, it's just this part of the cycle that we've been repeating for thousands of years. So,
right on. Well, thank you for the call, Tony. Any follow up comments?
Yeah, I'd like to pick up on that. On my show, which goes out 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on a Saturday, one of the things that we constantly put out, from the point of view of having some food and some resources, is it's also to protect you. Do you want to be the person in the supermarket fighting over the last loaf of bread, the last gallon of milk, possibly making it to the checkout, and possibly making it out of the store to the trunk of your car in the parking lot before somebody relieves you of it or knocks you out stone cold? By having a little bit of reserve, it keeps you out of that fight and that madness.
And that's the question we need to ask ourselves. It's imperative we do so. We're talking with Tony Kudos, who does a show Beyond 2012. You can find it on Truth Frequency Radio. And, of course, we are taking your phone calls in the final segment tonight, 800-313-9443. That's toll-free at 800-313-9443. We'll go back to the phone lines now and talk with Werner. What's up, Werner?
Good evening. And you touch on quite important issues. You know, and you mentioned there earlier about China. I have a book here. A friend of mine gave it to me. It is a German edition of the Quatrains of Nostradamus, and it was a fellow by the name of Dr. Centurio in the 30s and early 40s. He translated them, and he predicted about a war, like a 10-year war in the Pacific region between the great Neptune, most likely the United States, the great marine power, and China, about who is going to be run the show in the Pacific region.
What was the name of that book?
It's a German book. It's the translation of the Quatrains of Nostradamus.
Oh, Nostradamus, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever get into Nostradamus, Tony?
To a degree, but the one thing that I would question...
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, the one thing that I would question in this day and age, would we be likely to see a 10-year war? Because if a country really felt that it was losing ground, it would launch a nuclear strike. Game over.
So what you're saying is we're not likely to see a 10-year war like that we've seen in the last decade here. I mean, Iraq and Afghanistan, they have been essentially 10-year wars.
Well, I guess. Then if that's what Nostradamus was referring to, then that's already done and dusted. But if we're talking a world war, I do not see a world war lasting 10 years.
As I say, he didn't describe it as a world war, but a regional war in the Pacific region. But as I say, you know, for all its worth, you know, Nostradamus was just a man, and some of his predictions have come true, and some of his predictions haven't come true, you know. So we all have to take it with a grain of sand. But basically what happens, you know, the chicken you sent out into the world, they come home to roost. And what has been the chickens that have gone out over the last 100 years from the North American continent, you know, one day they're going to come home to roost. And North America, you know, the fortress in and surrounded by a moat, basically by oceans, it's not anymore the secure place with today's technologies, with submarines that can lurk in the deep sea. You know, I think a country that's on a big continental block, you know, surrounded by land masses, might be even more safe nowadays than the islands in the oceans. You know, than the fortress in the oceans.
Well, I would agree with that, Werner. I think that islands are extremely vulnerable. And at the end of the day, I mean, you have to look at what the resources are wherever you live, whether it's an island or an inland mass of land. So, Werner, thanks for the call. I appreciate your insights.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Good to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Where would you like to take it? You have a chance to call in and speak with myself or our guest tonight. Tony, in the beginning of tonight's show, I was reading about a new scare, a new virus that's, you know, a potential threat to our great country and to the planet. Already 12 people had died from this virus. What's your take on a bioweapon being used to help come after us as an act of war, if you will?
I'm gonna put it in English. Absolutely bloody insanity. We are producing viruses that we know could wipe out all human life on this planet. I mean, it's like giving a bunch of 3-year-olds a hand grenade. You just know sooner or later it's going to end badly. And I think this is my belief. I don't believe that anybody has the right, any person or any group of people has the right to do something that will affect humanity on a major scale long term for hundreds of generations. Nobody has that right, be it viral, be it nuclear war, be it meltdown of nuclear reactors, be it modifying food. Nobody holds that right.
They might not have the right, but they sure as hell are bent on doing that. Look at, Prince Henry. King Phillips or Prince Phillips or whatever the hell his name is, who was quoted in saying that he wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to come back and help control the Earth's growing population. So, I mean, it's clear that these people, regardless of being in direct violation of natural law, are, well, bent on doing it, bent on taking out a certain number of the useless eaters. And, well, they won't take us all out because they need slaves, but they sure as hell are going to do what they can to do enough damage and create enough havoc, order out of chaos, as they say. Joe in New Jersey's on the line. What's up, Joe?
Okay. I'd just like to touch base with an event that happened back in 1994 when the comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 struck the planet Jupiter. And I had been reading this particular fellow's work. You probably might know him. Name is Harold Camping. He hosted the family radio program.
Oh, yeah, Harold Camping. That's the same gentleman who thought the world was going to end recently. How's he doing?
Well, he got pretty ill after it didn't happen, believe it or not. And
well, the world, I guess, was about to end for him.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because he made that that was the 2011 prediction, but actually he made a prediction before that particular time, and it was 1994. And what's interesting to know, you see, he wrote this book 1994, and he had a question mark after it. And I read that book, and boy, I'll tell you, this fella did a heck of a lot of biblical research and study. And he deciphered from Scripture that Christ was born in 7 B.C., as he understood it, and he published the book in 1992. This was 2 years before 1994, when the Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, I think the Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 was discovered in 1993 by the two astronomers, Shoemakers and the fellow Levy. And sure enough, it struck in the month of July, and it struck the planet Jupiter 21 times. And what I found interesting was he said that in the year 1994, that would be the celebration of the 2000th anniversary of when Christ first came into the world. And it had to do with Jubilee years, but I don't want to get into that. But
all right, hold on, Joe. We got to take a break. We'll let you finish up on the other side.
The Bob Justin.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Kudos tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Tony, thanks again for coming on. It's been fun. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. We got a guy on the line. He's hanging there with bated breath. So we'll,
We'll have to see what his bottom line is. Joe, bottom line is for me, because we only have a moment.
Well, okay, so here's the thing about it. So he thought that this 1994 would be the end of the world, and, of course, it didn't happen. But, however, what is interesting is that 1994 was the 2000th anniversary of when Christ first came into the world. And here's another very, very unusual piece of information. There were seven sevens in that event. First of all, it happened in the month of July, a seven. It struck the planet 21 times. That's three sevens. It actually began the 16th of July. If you add 1 plus 6, that's another seven. The 16th is a Saturday Sabbath. That's the seventh day. They hit Jupiter for 7 days in a row from the 16th to the 27th.
Okay, I got it. What's the point, Joe? I'm not following. Okay, what's the point?
We are very, very near to this termination of this world system and the Christ return.
All right, there you go, Joe from New Jersey with a prediction. Christ returning and the world's going to end. I don't buy it. Thanks for the call, though, Joe. I'm interested to hear whatever information you have in future shows to come. So, but I'm not buying it. I'm really tired of the end of the world predictions. They always fall flat. The end of the world is most likely going to come from a EMP, and it's not going to be the end of the world per se, but perhaps the end of the world as we know it. It's going to come from an economic collapse. It's going to come from more warmongering. And I don't think that at the end of the day, it's very fruitful for us to find some strange, esoteric, religious ending to the war. I think we've been hearing that for thousands of years, and quite frankly, I'm a little bit tired of the boy who cried wolf. But that's just me. You're welcome to have your own thoughts on the topic. Tony, final words. What's your take on where we're headed? And, of course, you're a fan of preparedness, as am I. Because regardless of the end of the world, I think it's a good idea to get prepared.
Well, you know, we're facing a lot of potential threats that we all know. Hey, I'm not going to preach to the choir because there's no point. All I'd say to you is this, is do what you can to cover yourself, CYA, as we say, and those that you love. Keep, you know, a wise eye on what's going on in the world so that you've got a heads up, more so than those that are not keeping an eye on what's going on. That's your advantage. That's why you listen to this show and shows like mine. Come and join me on my show. Be delighted to have you there. It runs 5 through 7 Pacific on Truth Frequency Radio. Hey, live your lives. It's precious. Don't let it spoil your life. Live your life and enjoy it.
I agree, Tony. Thanks for coming on. Be here now. Live in the moment, so to speak. Let's not get too caught up in how the world's going to end. And if we were to sit here and just focus on that all day long, we would never live our lives now. And that would be a great misjustice to all of us. All right, folks, hope you enjoyed another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.